If your highly sensitive story is anything like mine, you were told probably countless times growing up that you were too sensitive, too emotional, and probably too intense. And I was taught by my family and teachers and many of my friends and peers that there's something wrong with me because I reacted so strongly to many of the things that were happening around me and to me growing up. I want to share my story because I know I'm not alone in the way that our highly sensitive experiences shape and influence our lives. Welcome to the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast, where we meet the joys and challenges of our sensitivity with open minds and hearts to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Hello friends, Tanya here, and welcome to Highly Sensitive Healing, a podcast to awaken our best highly sensitive selves. Today I want to share with you about my decades-long journey with high sensitivity and how I've gotten to a place of mostly calm instead of stress and overwhelm. Growing up, my family life was chaotic. My childhood was filled with verbal abuse, emotional neglect. My parents were very indifferent to me. My mom suffered from depression and opioid abuse in her later years. My dad was what you would consider a narcissist, who really only took an active role in parenting as a disciplinarian, and often brutally so. I was shuffled between multiple households of my divorced parents and their, what I would call their new and improved spouses. I was a reminder, basically, and told quite frequently that I was kind of a burden, really, of all the choices that they wished they could go back in time and change. I did spend a lot of time with a close aunt and uncle and a couple of my grandparents, but even though they meant well, they had their own issues, alcoholism, among other things, and so they didn't really have the capacity to provide the compassion and attention to a highly sensitive child, and something that, you know, a lot of care and nurturing that someone like me would need to thrive. So even though I had the sensitivity and the awareness from a really young age, I'd say around 4 or 5 years old, to know all of the things that were happening around me weren't healthy, I had no support, I had no safe haven, and no relief, and I was completely powerless to change anything about my life, like most children are. And I didn't have the language to express my feelings and emotions, so instead of expressing them, I internalized them. And it took many years, decades really, for me to even start to acknowledge all of the pain that I carry from how I grew up. And I used the standard excuses that a lot of us use to downplay my trauma over my life. You know, other people had it worse than me. I had food and a bed growing up, so what did I have to complain about? Yes, I was often hit, but I was never what you would call beaten. And you know, my parents just didn't know any better. It's how they were raised, so that's how they raised me. And all these things, all these ideas that I was taught and conditioned to believe were things that really minimized and dismissed my trauma growing up. And of course, all of my sensitivity meant that all of these experiences that happened were not only intensified, but left a really indelible mark on me and affected how I interacted with the world. So because I had no experience in what healthy relationships look like, I didn't really fully understand how deeply my childhood environment as a highly sensitive person affected me. And all those years of instability and anger and sadness that filled my childhood really affected my developing nervous system, my mind, and my body. And it really left me, what I would say, as habitually overwhelmed and overstimulated, and a lot of times, most times really, often ill-equipped to handle many of the challenges that everyday life brings. And so how did I really begin to embrace my high sensitivity and begin my journey to emotional and physical healing? And of course, I've had many trials and errors, successes and failures, and believe me, I still do to this day. But really, really boiled down to, for me, was three things. The first was forgiving my parents and my family for being human beings with faults. And the second was really making decisive and healthy choices about the type of people that I allowed into my life and that I wanted to have relationships with. And the third was yoga, which made the other two things possible. And I had practiced asana, which is the physical limb of the eight limbs of yoga, on and off for many years. But as a Westerner, and I knew there was more to the practice, of course, but for a very long time, I didn't really understand the depth and the gift of what true yoga really was. And so my path with yoga has been a long and winding one with many bumps in the road, but there was always this unseen, unexplainable force always pulling me back to the practice. But at the same time, there was something that I didn't understand that was also pulling me away from it. And it wasn't until I was really ready to fully embrace and appreciate the extent of my trauma growing up that I started to understand those long opposing forces that were really, I would say, ruling my consciousness for such a long time. And what I've come to learn and realize through my own study and experience is that yoga is a science of self-realization and ultimately self-love. And these are two self-care actions that were not only foreign to me, but ones that I didn't truly believe I deserved. And so all of those unkind and uncompassionate voices that filled my head and my heart for so long, they were still there. They were still telling me I wasn't worthy. I wasn't good enough. I'm not the type of person that can practice yoga. Yoga's for other people who aren't as messed up as me. They're not as damaged as me. And I still don't fit what you would call the ideal Instagram picture of what, you know, we in the West think a yoga practitioner should look like. And so on top of everything else, I was still questioning my ability and my capacity to what yoga really was and to understand everything that yoga was trying to teach me. And was I even smart enough to understand all of it when it came right down to it? But yet through all of those questions and challenges, yoga never abandoned me. And I had to ask myself why that was. And I've come to realize it's because yoga meets us where we are. No matter what state of mind we're in, no matter our physical capabilities, no matter our traumas, yoga has something for us no matter where we are in our lives. And so the practice of yoga continued to call me back at different times in my life. There were joyful times, like when I finally opened my heart to meet a person who was compassionate and patient and supportive, someone that I could really spend my life with in a healthy and positive way. And also in times of true and genuine sorrow, like when I lost my mother to decades of opioid abuse. And so once I opened my heart and my mind to all of yoga, not just the physical practice, but the philosophy, the wisdom, it led me to really start to reassess and start to heal all the areas of my life, which led me to studying things from philosophy and literature to nutrition and how our brain-gut connection has a lot to do with how we feel overall, especially as highly sensitive people. And when I started to honestly look inward through the self-discovery of yoga, the only way I can explain it to you is that the healing just began to flow through me in ways I still don't understand and ways that I may never understand. And so I want to share with you that the practice and study of yoga has infinitely improved my self-worth, my relationships, my perspective of the world, and my place in it. And the road can definitely still be a really rough one for me at times, and I can still feel those opposing forces pulling at me. But because of my yoga practice, I really possess the self-awareness and ultimately the self-love to choose which of these forces I'm going to listen to. And so in this podcast, we'll talk a lot about yoga and its healing benefits. And if you're new to yoga and you don't know much about it, don't worry, because I can tell you one thing for sure is that yoga is absolutely for everyone, no matter your body type, your physical ability, your background. You can practice and you can benefit from yoga. So thank you for letting me share my story with you. You know, it's never an easy thing to do, but I really believe that our stories, and especially our highly sensitive stories, are so important and that the world needs to hear more of them. And I hope that by sharing my story, it might be a little bit easier for you to share yours. I look forward to hearing your stories as we get to know each other better, because I really believe that telling our truths is the first step we take on the path to healing. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me here on the Highly Sensitive Healing Podcast. New episodes are released every Wednesday, and if you ever have a question or a comment or even an idea for a future episode, please feel free anytime to send an email or an Instagram message. All the links you'll need are in the show notes. And if you found value in this episode, please share it with a fellow HSP or someone who cares about them and wants to learn more about what it's like to live as a highly sensitive person.